And we are live. Good morning, everybody. This is Peeling Potatoes number 12, I think.
I think it's 12, yes.
Okay, well, this is getting high. I don't know. I had a friend who said when we had to do something, he said 1, 2, 4. And I asked him, why do you skip the three? And he said, well, if we count to 1, 2, 3, then I have to do something. So if I count to you don't have to do anything. Yeah, so 12 is a very, very high number. So we are gathered here today, a special Peeling Potatoes for two reasons. First of all, it's actually being recorded a day early. Well, because Fruit Loop's paying Hooky tomorrow. She's going to go on a three-day weekend.
Yes.
And she's not going to tell anybody about it. Yeah, she's not going to share anything.
Wow.
And we'll talk about that later. And we have a special guest with us, a very charming young lady sitting in southwestern Ukraine, close to the Romanian border, if I have my facts right. Look at that smile. God, two competing smiles. How can I cope? I would like to introduce... Am I embarrassing you suitably? I would like to introduce you to Lyudmila, who she's had a bit of a couple of rough weeks a few weeks ago. But Lyudmila, we know your name.
Yes.
We know you live in the southwestern Ukraine. Who are you? Tell us about yourself a little bit. Just give a quick introduction.
Now I'm building my career in marketing. From my childhood, I was interested in how things works and how people make the decisions, and was very curious about it. And I had a degree in management, but I make my project in marketing when I was starting. I was working for a long time as a manager and an expert manager, but I was always interested in marketing, bought different courses, started them. And one day I got a position in marketing agency as a project manager. And at that position, I understood that my truly profession is a marketing manager, because I intuitively know how people, businesses should be promoted to reach their potential clients. But I was not confident in myself. I read a lot of books, courses, and in some courses I read or listen evidence of my theories. And my suggestions, strategies bring good results for our clients. Then I was working as a marketing manager for some company, and now I continue to develop myself. I have two courses, one in personal brand, because I'm a bit shy and I need to be more promoted myself to interact more actively with potential client. And other is technical marketing automatization. I specialize in marketing funnels building, and this will help me to build funnels with different tools.
Wow. You know, when I think of a funnel, I think of something to pour into a narrow bottle. But marketing funnels, I'm sure you can unpick that for us in a few minutes.
Yes, I love to.
You'd love to. Music to my ears. So you are, if I understand this correctly, at a juncture in your career, because until a few weeks ago you were working for somebody and now you are starting a little bit by yourself to see how it works, what you can do. And how you can help other people
Yes,
be
I was
more.
working for the companies almost always, and I meet different people, and I very excited in marketing. And when I talk with someone who has his own business, I always try to help with the marketing side, how to promote business, how to reach potential clients, how to convince them. And people sometimes offer me, do this for me, do your funnels, do your marketing for me. But sometimes I don't have enough time because I had a full-time job, and at the same time I am a mother of son and live alone at separate house, so I don't have much time. And from the other side, I was a little scared about this. But I think if some people, not so much, not so many, but some people ask me for this, I should try to do this.
I know the problem with not enough time, but did you know that in South Africa they have the 30-hour day? They have longer days because it's warmer, it's sunnier, the people are really cool and friendly.
Not
You have,
today.
not today.
No, it
I
rained
have to
last
move.
night.
I have to move to South Africa. We also in Ukraine have a strong rain last night, but it is a summer in Ukraine and it was very nice and cool, right?
It
But
gets,
it
sorry.
makes a little flood in our roads.
It gets worrying when our summers are colder than South Africa's winters. Yeah, this is when I start questioning all of this.
We are on the opposite parts of the
Yes, we are. Yes, that's why they all walk on their heads in South Africa. Okay, so just teasing. Yeah.
I know,
As per you. Okay,
but the weather
Lee.
today is not nice. If you wanted to know,
Oh, rubbish.
it's cloudy and it's cold and windy and it rained last night. So it's something like your weather, but in South Africa.
Okay, right. Global
I
warming.
will move to South Africa when in our autumn, when in South Africa will be spring.
Okay, so that
Yes.
was sponsored by our sponsors, the South Africa Tourist Board. Thank you very much, Janita, for that. We see we talk marketing and branding in these podcasts, and we don't even have any sponsors yet. Maybe we can work on that. Right.
Yes.
Lidmila, so you're on your journey now. You've started to take this big, bold step, the big toe in the huge swimming pool. To test the water, is it nice and warm? So, can you tell us what kind of people and businesses do you enjoy working with most? What's the magic? Where's the magnet? We say, oh, yes, I really want that contract because I love their concept, or it could be better.
I love to work with difficult products, which value is not on the surface, but should be explained through customers' needs, through their goals, which value we should explain them. It's like psychologists, like coaching. Different kind of services which sell difficult, because I understand these services and I could explain them in easy words by logic words.
Sounds a bit like we could be the IQ.
Yes.
What do you think, Janita?
Yes, I think we are a potential customer.
And at current moment, I am working with one lady whose product is NeuroGraphics. It's like a painting, but during a painting, you answer for your questions, which cannot be answered in a logic way. So it's very interesting
Wow.
conduct.
Okay. Can you, could you give us an example of how you've helped somebody improve their marketing, or maybe talk about this particular example?
In this way, I only start to work with this lady, and I would like to build for her marketing funnel with some pre-lessons or some free materials, and then send some evidence, some review for her work, and also improve her headline in social media because she describe for herself in such a spiritual world, like things on the paper, but for usual people, it's about nothing. And I offer her to explain in a logic world what her work gives to the people.
So, if we take it to our case, Janita and I, we don't understand what we're doing. We just somehow do it.
I think our problem is the funnel. So we have all of these people, and maybe a lot of people will see our posts, but how do we get them to actually filter through and get the potential clients that we want?
Because we
You
have a
should
champagne on top.
start of description of your product. What value it brings to your potential clients and who your potential clients are. It's the beginning. And then you should generate a content about your potential clients' needs, goals, what they really want. And they will pay attention on your content. And you can after that, when they watch some of your content, you should offer them some trial period or trial lesson or something for free. And when they try this, they can be sure, oh, I want it or it's not a mine. And only after that, you should offer them your product.
Okay, so this morning I sent you a WhatsApp, totally unannounced, and it was the picture, and I wrote up the text, "Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, an important announcement from Sarah." And then there was the picture, and then the picture on the text and the picture were this week's haiku words, and then the five words that Sarah chose for the haikus. And I sent it to some other people, but I specifically sent it to you. Not that I wanted to spam you. I just wanted to see what happens. And you gave me a red heart. I don't even get one of those from Fruit Loop. I mean, this is like.
To be honest, most of these words were unknown for me because my English not excellent. I still continue to improve it. And it was interesting. It's like a beginning of some interesting topic you would like to talk about.
Okay. Well, why did you give it a red heart?
It's interesting.
It's interesting.
Do you know what is a haiku?
Yes, it's short poetry with hidden not value, but with hidden
Like a
what you
meaning?
want with hidden meaning in this meaning in emotion in some connected worlds, and you catch it through this word.
Yeah, I mean, and Sarah this week, she always brings cracker words, and I think she's topped it this week with bittersweet. And just, you know,
I liked
I
it
thought, God, what are we going to do with that word? 17 syllables and 16.9 syllables are taken up by one word. I mean, where do we go from here? Yeah, okay, but Lyudmila, So I did something this morning. So we have known each other for about a year, no, about 9 months. We met on a different platform, and we've had a loose conversation since then. So I know a little bit about you. You know a little bit about me. And I decided I would send you this WhatsApp this morning, and I get an I am interested, which is sort of like the lowest form of enthusiasm. I was hoping for a wow or brilliant or where can I join? Where can I spend my money with you?
I remember my response to you yesterday to say, yes, I'm interested with exclamation marks. Was
Yeah,
that
that was actually brilliant, but that's a totally different context
I know,
because
that was something else.
well, that was actually there was a risk. So there was a risk in that because it's actually a re it's a big project, but a low budget, and I had to somehow package it to make it interesting for you. Yeah, but okay, but
All big businesses start with great idea and low project and low cost and
low
low money,
budgets,
low
low budgets.
budget. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's actually a really cool, a cool statement. Leave me alone. So
Yes.
let's have a look at this because, so I did something. I threw you a WhatsApp. I get an I'm interested, but I get a red heart. So that's cool. I like that. The question is, what tools or methods do you use or can one use, could we use to find new clients? Because I'll tell you another story. On Tuesday afternoon, I was feeling a bit heavy. I'd eaten too much. I'm overweight. So I decided I would go on walkabout in Strasbourg. And I was armed with about a billion pieces of paper, our flyers, beautifully designed by yours truly here. And I went to some places and I got a lot of no's, but I got a yes, or I got a perhaps, maybe, possibly yes, my new friend Mathieu, who I'm going to visit this afternoon. But I spent a lot of time with not much result, except I lost a kilo. So, how can customers, your future customers, or you help future customers find new clients? What tools can you use? What methods can you use?
At first, as I told you, you should clearly understand who are your potential clients. And the next step, where your potential clients spend most of his time, where they relax, where you can reach them, maybe which social media they use, or in which events they are. You should think about it, where they are, and to be present on that platform where they spend their time, where you can reach them, to be present, and next to be to interest them to get contact with you as an interesting person, which can give something valuable to them. And when you establish a contact with them, you can build a next step is to build a relation with them. You should give them some value and build a relationship, prove your expertise in this area. At first, you should sell yourself, and second, you should sell your product. In tools, I usually use social media where many people, most people spend their free time, and it's the maybe now not cheapest, but when your content will be very interesting, it can be for free. You can catch their attention in social media. and to start to build relationship with them by sending some free material, some free lessons, something useful material. If their goal to improve their speaking practice, you can invite them for a free lesson. And at first, you should prove your experience, why they should trust you. Maybe you have some your personal experience in learning English, successful experience. Maybe you learn a certain amount of people to how to learn English and to be fluent in it, and not scared to communicate with native speakers. First, yourself, you should give them evidence, and then you sell your product. Why your product is a good decision for them, and which results it can give them. And then when you build a trust, you can make an offer. Your product and your price.
Okay.
It's not too difficult for you.
Well, it is actually. Okay, and Fruit Loop, I'm going to throw this ball into your court.
I can explain. I can
learn
about
marketing.
No.
We're going to do this slightly differently. Okay, so Lyudmila, I at least, because I know you a little bit longer, I see you as a potential client. Okay, whether it's going to happen or not is not the case. The reason I see that is because you speak good English, but you lack the confidence, if I can say that like so. It's very harsh, yeah. And you want to grow and improve yourself, okay? But you used two expressions that is the biggest problem that we have when promoting Breeder. Lessons and learning English. Because we do not teach English and we do not give lessons. And that is the biggest problem that we have in our marketing. And I had that on Tuesday when I was running around Strasbourg. I opened my mouth and expressed the word English. And everybody thinks lessons, school books, textbooks, grammar, homework, bleh. Okay, so.
You can transform your weakness and your strength.
Well, I'm going to do this now. So. Do you have any questions to Fruit Loop, Janita, about Breeder? Because we see you as a potential client.
How it can help me to improve my English?
Okay. So how we can help you is to focus on conversations, to learn in a natural way. And then if we have groups with people all over the world, there's native speakers and there's non-native speakers. And when you communicate in a group with other people and you also talk more, it comes naturally. You'll feel more relaxed, you'll feel more positive. And if there's something that you... like earlier, there was a word that you were looking for, and I helped you with that. And that is how we help our, let's say, customers. So we don't like to call them students.
No, we call them residents, actually.
Residents or members, yes. But that is how we help them. We practice speaking in a natural way. We have different topics that we discuss. I throw in some silly questions. Frank do the serious questions. And it helps them to think. to think in English, how am I going to give this answer in English? And then express themselves using English. Even if there's mistakes, we don't care about the mistakes. We will help you if you need help. But we care more about the people and who they are. And they do grow learning in a natural way. And that will also benefit you, because you don't have time to sit down and study grammar and write a grammar test in English. And it sucks anyways.
It's not for me.
Exactly. It's not for you. And that is the thing that we have. A lot of adults want to learn English, but they don't have the time or the energy to sit down and focus on grammar. You teach them grammar today, tomorrow they already forgot about it because they don't spend... this afternoon they forgot about it. Because they don't spend the time going through the grammar again or practicing the grammar when they speak. And that is exactly our aim, to help you when you join classes with groups or one-on-ones, to have conversations and learn in a natural way.
Yes, it's great. And it's perfect for me because I started several times to improve my English with tutors in some courses, but they offer me to learn rules, separate words, out of content, and it's not interesting for me. And for me, it's what brings me real results. It's Duolingo, because I learned in it new words in context, in sentences, and like in grammar. I learn in context. And I had a conversation in business club where I actually meet a friend, and I can communicate. I love to communicate with people. My English was poor, but I communicated, and I feel lack of words. And I start to use Duolingo, and after about half year, I understood that I can express myself more fluently. And a few days ago, it was 600 days when I used Duolingo.
Wow.
Okay. Well, well done for that.
But Duolingo don't give me communication with live people. What gives your club?
Okay, so just hold that thought. So what are the three of us doing here now?
Communicating.
How?
Have a fun.
Well, oh, that's
having
a board.
Fun. Having
oh
fun,
my
yes.
Good, that's brilliant. Yeah. So so you loved so the last time I looked in the mirror, I was still a human. I know that Fruit Loop is a human, so you like communicating with people. So you like communicating with Janita. You like to have fun. You don't have time for the what we call the cheerio stuff, the boring grammar rules, etc., etc. So what you are experiencing now with us is actually what we do in Breeder.
It's fun. It's interesting. It proves my English, and it helped me to be more confident in communication with potential clients.
Yeah, and you get different accents. You get my horrible whatever it is accent. You get the beautiful South African accent with Janita. And when you meet other people, you get a Brazilian accent, a British accent. You get a French accent.
Australian.
Oh, yeah, you get, yeah, well, that's not an accent. That's just.
We can't forget the kangaroo.
Oh, no, the kangaroo. Yeah. Are we going to meet her late? It's going to hop in late, isn't she? Okay. Anyway.
To be honest, I'm sorry for interrupting. When I start our conversation, I used to your English and I understand you clearly. But at the early beginning, it was a little bit different for me to understand Anita. But now
it's everything okay. I have exactly the same problem, but you know, I'm also a little tiny little bit older than she is. Yeah. And I'm a man. I mean, that just works against me in all of this. Yeah. Okay. Right. So now you know what we do and how we do it because you are experiencing it live on podcast sponsored by the South African Tourist Board. And now we come to this big, big word. Actually, it's two. I could never count. Social media.
Yeah.
Now, I have played with this thing for I don't know how long. And maybe it's because I'm an old man that I just don't get it because I don't communicate like your generation does. Secondly, I've forgotten what I was going to say. Anyway, there you go, old man. But social media is about building relationships. And you've written extensively about that on LinkedIn. You have some really good articles on LinkedIn and some good advice. And I think, okay, well, let's try this. And it doesn't work. It feels like pulling hair. So as the marketing guru amongst the three of us, what sort of content works best, you know, building relationships on social media?
The best work stories.
Stories. Okay.
Because people like to listen story about other people, about their experience, something that was before and become and which difficulties that they have and was become after, and it's really involving content. And yes, I hear you.
So what you are saying is that we should create videos to post. Is that a better way, or like a picture or written words?
You should try a different type of content. Video for now is the most purchasing content by social media, because in our age people used to consume short video, big amount of short video. But I heard that social media also can push them post. But from my experience, video works better.
Okay.
Also stories, also some what your target audience interest in. If they want to improve their English, you can give them useful advices. How you learn English, how you help someone learn English, some tricky advices. People love this. Not to work hard, but to get what they want.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
We also have that. Work smart, not hard.
Hard. Exactly. Exactly. And don't think, and I think you keep telling me not to overthink so much. Yeah.
Yes.
I was really proud of myself yesterday. So it's going back to the yes, I'm interested. Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Because I sent you something yesterday afternoon. So it's a tiny little project that we sort of managed to bag yesterday.
Yes.
And I think my prep document was only 9 pages long.
And only 9 pages.
Only 9 pages. It's better than the 60 I did before. So.
Yes.
So, oh, anyway. Okay. So but maybe I should do it as a video next time.
You should try definitely this. I also working on it because to make I am good in one-to-one conversation, but to make video for me it's very difficult. But I am at the beginning of this,
Okay.
and I hope near this date I will record my first video.
Oh, that'll be fun. So are you saying, Ludmila, that when I want to share some important news that we have a new contract or something like that, when I want to share that with Fruit Loop, I should not send her a WhatsApp. I should send her a video. Do it like a news
You
reader.
should try
Please,
it.
please pay attention now. I have an important announcement to make. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
No,
You see.
please, not cheerio. Should be something like, "Hi, I have an important announcement."
Okay. So,
Loopy.
fruit. Yeah. So, the way because I'm clowning around a bit, is because I remember one Sunday morning about 2 months ago. I was still in my non-presentable mode, and I, for some abstract reason, decided I'd have a look at what's news on LinkedIn. And I see, oh my goodness, Lidmila has posted something. That's like a revolution, because usually at that point there wasn't much there. And then you had a really captivating title, and you used the word superpower. And I thought, whoa, where's this coming from? And then I read the article, and I instantly reacted. I wrote a comment. I might have even sent you a WhatsApp. I think I sent you a WhatsApp to say this is absolutely brilliant and please continue. So you were at that point a superpower. And you say that we have superpower clients. So because we see you as a potential client, what's your superpower?
I would like to explain a little bit about this post. As I told you, I learned English in Duolingo, and in that time, I learned about superheroes, superpower, lots of conversation about this. And from the other side, I was working in department, marketing and sales. And I saw how difficult sales managers to sell product, to establish contacts with potential clients, but I can do it easier. And I would like to share my experience. And the main reason is you are not selling, you are helping people, and your product is superpower, which can solve some problems of your potential client. And when you shift the focus from selling to helping to establish contacts, the sales will be made easier, and people will say, "Help me, do this for me." And coming back to me, my superpower is to understand difficult products, to understand difficult businesses, and to explain it in easy words, in logic words, to the potential client.
Wow. Wow. Do you know what you've just done? And
Not
this this really scares me. This really
What?
scares me. You said that the product can be a superpower.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So the product, we don't have a product, we have people. Okay.
You have a product. Don't lie.
Well,
We have a service.
we have a service. Okay.
Yes.
Now,
Yes.
this is where it gets really scary. So Janita, she's a superhero.
Yes.
And you are a superpower. What's going to happen if you two start talking?
We help each other. We
And
get champagne money South Africa.
well, we get champagne money and sugar-free chocolate, and we get lots of stories.
Yes.
I won't tell you the stories that Janita told me yesterday evening.
No, please don't.
We have them in the panel, but look at it. But this is, you know, put a pitch. I've got Janita here, who has completely transformed this breeder product that I built 10 years ago. And she, in the space of 3 months, completely redesigned it and put me in my place. So she's a superhero. You are a superpower because you have the energy and the ideas and the creativity of marketing and what it belongs in. You are hip with social media. So how can you help Janita, and how can Janita help you?
I can help Anita to promote your services. To promote, to reach your potential clients, and to convince them that your service is actually what they need.
And Janita, how can you help Lidmila?
I can give you a service. I can help you with your English.
Where does that leave me?
Oh, you're the mayor. You're just there to oversee things. You just give
Oh, I see.
the stamp for the post and join us for a conversation and a
Okay.
virtual coffee.
Okay. The virtual coffee in a
Yes.
Fruit Loop mug. We need to get some of these printed. Okay, so we've established that we have a superhero and a super power, and you've decided that maybe you two can help each other.
Yes.
So now you want a service, Lidmila. You want to give a service, you want to provide a service. And Janita wants to do the same. So, what's the better focus? To help each other, or to say, this is what we do, and it's going to cost you so many currency units, sign on the dotted line, and we're done. So, hard sales or helping each other and growing together, personally, business, spiritually, whatever. How does that work from your perspective?
I think each business should be focusing on helping their clients in any way he can help. In the beginning, it should be some free advices, some show way how their problem can be solved, and in the And in the future, selling products, achieving potential clients' goals, and continue to work with them to build relation and to be in touch.
So if you have this one particular client that you talked about earlier, and somebody may hear our conversation and say, wow, this sounds really cool. And they go to you and say, I heard you in this weird peeling potatoes podcast with that funny Fruit Loop and that dopey mayor character. But Lidmila, you really stood out because you are the superhero. And I want to do business with you. I want you to help me and so on. How do you start this?
My services start with a consultation where I learn about a product, potential clients, about the goals of business. For me, very important to know which are goal of business, in which way they are moving. And after this, I assuming in a system and build a strategy about who your potential clients are, where they are, how we can reach them, what we can give them, what steps of building relationship, and how we can sell your product. It may be one small product, then bigger product, then other additional services. Next step is this strategy, and when we decide to work, we will work, and I will help you on this way.
What do you think, Fruit Loop?
I mean.
there's a sales pitch if ever I heard one. Okay. All right.
Not so much about the sales pitch, but I told you yesterday, I want to know how it works. I'm also interested to see how social media can actually help us to reach our potential clients. And I feel that that is somewhere we are missing something. So in a way, I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm going to help her because she wants to be more confident in speaking English and maybe correcting some mistakes, maybe learning some new vocabulary, and we work together to do that. So I'm excited.
Yeah, but this sounds all cool.
Yes.
But Lidmila, how do... because I'm out of the equation because I've got to go and then act. Well, actually, no, I am in the equation. So you two create some pixie dust, some magic.
Yes.
And Janita tells her story and says, you know, we really want to do this and we've got this, that, and the other. You do your magic and create thousands and billions and trillions of followers. Well, you know, we'll not have just the entire planet. We'll have the entire universe following us.
All this time, not immediately.
Let's start with baby steps.
And, well, I've got to think big. And then I've got to go out and actually collect the money so that Fruit Loop can drink gallons of champagne.
Wow.
How?
I'm more concerned about the sugar-free chocolate.
Okay, then eat cartons of sugar-free chocolate.
I was right in the closet.
Well, actually, she's changed it. It's actually, we were talking about this the other day. We're leveraging this for our customers because it was, first of all, it was champagne and caviar.
Yes.
Caviar is very expensive. So because Fruit Loop wants to think of our customers' budgets, she's changed it from caviar to sugar-free chocolate. It's still expensive, but not as expensive as caviar. But anyway, I'm digressing as usual. But this is the probably the most important question here is, how do you, as the marketing guru, know that Janita as the superhero, how do you two know that what we offer in our choice of services, because we offer different things in Breeder, how do we know that we are solving a resident or member's problem, especially when learning a improving a language is something you can't touch or see? You can't learn 2,000 words because they might be the wrong 2,000 words. The 2,001st word might be the one that you actually need, but the limit was 2,000. So how do you know that all of this actually works from a marketing point of view?
Do you have your clients, and can you take from them a feedback? Because each product should be sell by the clients, current clients' reviews. You can tell 1,000 words, but if another person, like your potential client, will sell 10 words, but they will reach your potential clients, and they will truly then and more important than your 1,000 word. So you should go to your clients whom you already helped and ask them, is our service was valuable for you? How it helped you?
Okay, so I'm going to do this to a future client, and then we have to come to the end of our meeting. How did our podcast as a potential future client help you?
I had a nice conversation, and now I feel more confident in English because I have an 1 hour more communication in English.
And your cat listened as well. That's the added bonus. Yeah, that's the added value. Okay. Lidmila, it was brilliant talking with you. Thank you very much. We learned a lot.
Yes.
Thank you for invitation.
We learned a lot. I hope you could benefit from us as well. I know we're going to meet again next week in a different, in the same forum, but in a different context. Again, you will have the benefit of improving and learning and living and experiencing and doing everything in English, which is not your first language. So thank you for coming. Thank you for talking. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. It was a very great experience for me.
Lovely. Fruit Loop, before I press the button, you have the last word.
The hot seat.
Always.
Okay. Ludmila, thank you very much for sharing some insight and telling us about you. I haven't met you before, so that was very nice to get to know you, and for sharing some ideas. And I know I'm already thinking. Frank, thank you very much for inviting her, and I think we have a bit of work to do.
A bit. Lots.
A bit. Let's call it a bit.
A bit, yeah.
Yes.
Let's help each other.
All right. Okay.
Yes, let's help each other.
Let's help each other and make the world a better place for everybody. Yes. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.